Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. If you think you don't have time to dive into God's Word, then this podcast is for you. These few moments will not only allow you to hear the Word of God, but to reflect on it and apply it to your life. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. Our opening verse comes from the book of Matthew. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. And if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Why do you think Jesus tells his listeners not to worry in these verses? In what ways does worry keep you from truly seeking the kingdom of God? In what ways does it keep you from all the treasures God has in store for those who seek him? When you feel worry or anxiety begin to intrude upon your peace, try taking a few moments of solitude. Jesus often practiced silence and solitude. Solitude simply means intentional time to be alone and quiet with God and with our own soul. It's the practice of making space for God. Try to find two dimensions to this silence and solitude, external and internal. Externally, get away from all people and noise. Put your cell phone away and try to find a spot you won't be disturbed. And internally, try to calm and slow your mind. Try to rest in God. Perhaps you just sit still and listen to what God might be wanting to say to you. Perhaps you're wanting to dive into scripture and read, or spend time in prayer. Try to start with just 5 or 10 minutes as you build up the habit of sitting before God and casting your anxieties and worries on Him. What do you feel the difference is between being busy and being hurried? What personally makes you feel hurried? Dallas Willard once called hurry the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. The root cause of much of our anxiety and worry is hurry. It's so common for us to live with constant fatigue, anxiety, and a feeling of being rushed that rarely goes away. We move through our days at breakneck speed and wonder where God is in the midst of it all. The truth is, many of us are just too busy to live our most emotionally healthy and spiritually vibrant lives. Consider the following statement. Hurry is evidence of a disordered heart, not a disordered schedule. How have you seen hurry affect your spiritual life, such as your ability to spend time with God, to love others, or to be fully present with people? Your challenge this week is to work to eliminate hurry from your life. This doesn't mean you need to stop being busy. It means you need to train yourself away from the kind of hurry that keeps you constantly worried, anxious, or preoccupied. It means you need to work to slow down enough to fully love and receive love, to spend time with God, and to be present in each and every moment with others. It's a big challenge. Be aware this week when hurry, anxiety, worry, or feelings of being overly preoccupied begin to creep up. Take a deep breath, slow down, and ask God to give you a heart characterized by peace and love. Listen once more to today's opening verse, which comes from the book of Matthew. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thanks for listening to Devotionals on the Go, your place to listen, reflect, and grow. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an on-the-go devotional. And I'd love to connect. Check me out at soulstrengthfit.com to see all that Soul Strength has to offer. I look forward to digging into God's Word with you next time. Bye for now.